This is episode number 2202 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, I'm sure by now you've seen Kim Kardashian wearing Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
For the Met Gala?
Yeah.
The same Met Gala where her sister Courtney didn't give a crap.
Did she go?
Yes.
Well, so I saw some of this. So it was Kylie that wore the really bad wedding dress. Looked like
With a backward baseball cap.
That was horrid. That was horrid.
And then Kendall wore, you know, something fashionista.
Yeah, Kendall looked okay.
And
Blake Lively looked great.
Blake Lively was the
She was a stunner.
Best.
A stunner.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Not
that Kim wasn't, because that was stunning. To wear a Marilyn Monroe's dress. And
now,
I thought that was cool.
Chloe looked well, good as well.
I didn't see Chloe's picture.
But Courtney even said, I didn't give the theme much thought.
What, she show up in a gunny sack? What was the deal?
It did. She showed up in a crap outfit. And people are pissed.
Well, you know what?
Oh my gosh.
Whatever.
Well, it's the Met Gala.
It's
the thing. Sarah Jessica Parker says, if you don't plan the whole year... Anyway.
Oh, come on now.
All right.
SJP.
Now, here's a little tidbit you may not know about the Monroe dress.
Huh?
The most expensive dress in the world. Yep. It turns out, see, I knew it. I knew there was a problem. She wasn't actually able to zip it over her butt.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Couldn't zip it over the booty. Nope.
So...
It had to be partially fastened and covered using a white fur coat.
Oh, that's why she had the fur coat around her bum.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to say it now.
Well, in a switcheroo, Kim only wore the actual dress
switcheroo.
On the red carpet.
Wait. Switcheroo?
There was a replica.
There was a what? Oh, my goodness.
So after the red carpet,
yeah,
she changed into the replica.
So she did, you know, it was like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, red carpet. I got to get out of this thing. How much would the replica cost?
And how long does a red carpet last?
I don't know. I've never been. There's walking up the stairs. I'm pretty sure she had to learn how to walk up the stairs in that gown.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the Met Gala. What am I saying?
Yeah.
And so Kim told Vogue beforehand, I'm extremely respectful to the dress and what it means to American history.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never sit in it or eat in it or have any risk of, or take, to, like I'm thinking about all my selfies I'm going to take in it, or have any risk of damage to it, and I won't be wearing the body makeup.
Oh, my God, no. Well, first off, she couldn't eat anything while she was in it anyway. They had to, obviously, had to sew her into it, even though she wasn't supposed to be sewn into it. So.
I knew her butt couldn't fit in that dress.
No, there's no way in hell her butt could fit in that dress.
Because they showed, there's a picture of the backside of Marilyn in the dress.
Yeah, she's not. No.
There ain't, no.
No, no. Kim is augmented, like five times the size. All those girls are.
Well, yes.
I'm wondering if Kendall is. Yeah, I think she is, too.
I don't know.
They all have implants.
Well, in the middle of Johnny Depp's $50 million defamation case against ex-wife Amber Heard, and they weren't even married 2 years.
I know, right? But, he's suing her, so it's like, okay.
All right, so Amber Heard's team wanted to have, they did the motion for dismissal of the lawsuit, which was expected after, Depp's lawyers rested their, whatever. So the judge, however, denied the request after arguments from both sides. Good job, judge.
Good job, judge. Well, and it, when
anybody
wants...
it would have been ridiculous how, otherwise.
I think when anybody wants a trial dismissed, that kind of goes against the fact that you kind of think they're guilty.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they have nothing to lose, then go forward with the trial, right? Right.
Well, they think that, there's not a case, and there is. So on Tuesday, Johnny's side rested their case before Amber's team brings witnesses to the stand, which has started. Mm-hmm. Her attorney, Ben Rottenborn, made the case for, I wonder, I don't know which
one. His
name
is Rottenborn, huh? That's a
one of them actually objected to his own questioning. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That he asks a question to one of Depp's witnesses.
I object.
And the guy answers a question. He goes, objection. And the courtroom just lost it. It was so funny. Anyway,
My Cousin Vinny was a good court case.
That was a good court case.
That was a good court case.
My Cousin Vinny stands the test of time.
It does.
So they argued that Johnny Tsai doesn't have enough to prove defamation. And after reviewing all the evidence, judge denied the motion, saying that the weight of the evidence is up to the fact finders, meaning she's letting the jury decide whether Heard's op-ed was indeed defamatory as the trial continues. Yeah. And oh my goodness, there's so much stuff against her, but now she's taking the stand soon.
Okay, so do you think she's going to plead the fifth on poop in the bed? I think she will.
Oh, yeah.
I think she'll go I never did that. That was the dog. I think that's her excuse anyway.
The dogs are freaking tiny. And the poop, and they showed, there's a picture.
Did you see a picture of the poop?
They have a little blacked out thing, but you can find it if you really look for it.
I can't handle it.
It's just ridiculous. And she actually made a comment to the driver the next day. Well, a practical joke gone wrong. As she went out to Coachella and did magic mushrooms with her buddies.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. No, I don't have a horse in this race. I don't think Johnny Depp is totally innocent in all of this stuff.
Well, of course not.
I don't know that he's due $50 million. But yeah, it would be nice and it would be...
No, for his lost wages, yeah,
right.
He is.
Yeah, there's something to that.
So. Now... Of all the years that Johnny Depp has been in this business, have you ever heard anything bad about him?
No, not really. No, everybody says he's pretty cool.
Yep.
You know, of all the years she's been in this business, Halle Berry has never had anything bad said about her either. I just want to point that out. They're running in the same crowd, people. The same.
There's Halle Berry. I was wondering when you bring her up in there.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.